I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is my fight song. Take back my life.
That's a rule. Memphis wins, we play the fight song. And they won. They went to Arkansas State, came back home with the victory, and it appears their quarterback, who was tremendous, Seth Hennigan, 22 out of 33, 417 yards, 5 touchdowns. There's some issues on defense. Kicker. Yeah, honestly, the thing should have been a blowout. They missed a field goal. Terrible shank on a field goal. They missed an extra point. They had the turnover on the punt. People were saying on the replay they didn't want to see the replay. They didn't show us replays, so I don't know. But punt bounced off the Memphis player, and Arkansas State recovered. That was another one. Asa Martin fumbled. Like, that wasn't great. So they should have won it by 2 touchdowns anyway.
It felt to me a lot like. Remember the Ole Miss-Alabama game last year that was the back-and-forth, like, drunken masterpiece?
Yeah.
The entire time, you kind of always felt like Alabama was in control, but Arkansas State was able to keep scoring and to keep it interesting, but it just felt like...
It was just scary enough, though, that you could see it. And right. Then when they get the ball back...
Exactly.
...with a chance to win...
And then one play can...
One play can, as we will see later in the program...
Yes.
...one play can just ruin everything for you. All right, what's next? I felt really happy for him, didn't you?
That was an awesome scene. Like, you could tell
awesome scene.
They made it a big game. It felt like a big game. And it's always awesome to when you make it a big game and your team shows up. And boy, did they show up.
They absolutely just ran it down their freaking throat. And of course, lots of SEC jokes here, you know.
Sure.
You get used to the SEC, Texas. My God, you were mediocre in the Big 12. How are you going to handle the SEC? The contrary would be this is why they're going to the SEC.
Correct.
So they can recruit at a higher level.
Texas A&M used to recruit in the 30s and 40s. They got into the SEC and they started recruiting as a top 10 program.
But the Longhorns' first 7 drives, 6 punts and a missed field goal. Arkansas punted twice the whole game. First 2 drives, didn't punt again. It was 256 total yards by Texas. And Arkansas could do anything they want, pushing them around. Like, it was
whenever
it was
whenever you see this stat line, 7.1 yards per play to 3.9 yards per play, that game's going to be a blowout. And this game was a blowout, 40-21. And you saw, felt like Sarkisian with Card. It felt like they didn't really trust him.
They didn't trust him at all. They weren't letting him throw on first down, like, ever.
Yep. And then they weren't able to.
He threw 6 times on first down, completed 2 passes.
Yeah, and they couldn't run the football. And Arkansas, once it got going downhill, there was nothing Texas could do. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, they were. When you can't stop the run, And you have a team like Arkansas that is built for that. It's just a long, horrific night because the clock's running, so you're already behind. The clock is shortening the game, and you can't even get the stops. It was just impressive. I mean, start to finish, it was just,
like the last nasty. The last drive.
Yeah,
like the last drive, 75 yards for this is for Arkansas. 8 plays, every single one of them a run.
Yeah,
like just there was nothing you could do.
Like KJ Jefferson, like threw the ball well enough, but like, that honestly didn't even matter. They could have gone. They could have gone like straight up Service Academy offense.
It was crazy fun. Oh, by the way, I do hope that you went to see our friend Slam Dunk Wings of...
I went yesterday.
Oh, did you? What'd you get?
We got the seven... We did 7 whole wings, and we did the wet seasoned. And then we got a side
that's of... That's what you... You got that last time, and you decided that's your thing?
It's pretty damn good. It's tough to beat.
So, like, you went back. You were not doing this... As a
no, I told you it was going to be about when because
it's going to be in your rotation.
Well, Aaliyah, it might be in her like number one favorite wing. And so yesterday she was like, "Well, what are we going to do for food on NFL Sunday?" I was like, "Well, I'm getting wings," and she's like, "Can you go to Slam Dunk Wings?" And I said, "I believe so."
Isn't that great?
And
nice
I and you
job,
know why
Aaliyah.
I knew that I could go to Slam Dunk Wings
because they're open on Sundays.
Because they're open on Sundays, and you tell me they're open on Sundays. And there's a lot of wing
Is
places
that, all
that
you got?
Aren't open.
Did you get anything else?
I got fried okra and seasoned fries. But we just stuck to wing. It was listen,
fried okra.
Game week one, you can't get too. You gotta run the playbook.
Slam Dunk Wings is of course Coach Hurd's place. It's right across from the Lori Walton Center. You might well see a Memphis Tiger in there. I have 951 Getwell Road. 951 Getwell Road. Phone number is 347-2288. You can go there for lunch today. 347-2288. Get the wet season. That's what Jeffrey loves. All right, who's next on our fight song roundup?
Does this not feel like a Big Ten fight song? You can just see all those good old Midwestern white people just clapping. Yeah! Go Hawkeyes!
Woo! You called this one. This was part of your rally, wasn't
Iowa
it?
State, yeah. Iowa State was fraud. They were frauds. Every time I watch Brock Purdy in a big game against a team that has anything that resembles a defense, I feel like all I do is look up and just see him with arms flailing, just trying to throw the football somewhere, and then usually making a horrific decision. Oh, my God, it even has a sing-along part.
Ashton Kutcher made his return. Ashton Kutcher, it even has a sing-along part. What are they saying? Shh. And the tuba. There's the tuba in the background. The tubas get to, usually this is the way it works, during the singing parts, the tubas keep playing while because someone's got to keep the beat.
It's the bass line.
Yeah.
It's the rhythm section, if you will.
Ashton Kutcher makes his return to game day.
Yes, and they chanted take a shower at him, which was tasteful. Also, Ashton Kutcher was in like some type of like giant like farming tractor. I don't know like how to explain it other than it was a piece of heavy machinery. And the most impressive thing was,
I hope so. Uh-huh.
He wasn't faking it. Like, it looked like he knew how to drive that thing. Like, he was being incredibly casual, like, oh, yeah, it's going to be home. And then he cut an awesome promo on the Iowa State people, basically calling them little brother in their faces, and then just said, Hawkeyes are going to win.
It was a perfect Midwestern game.
That was awesome.
Like, no one really, there was no real offense involved in the proceedings.
Oh, but
they averaged, between them, 2.3 yards a run, and they still ran it 66 times between them.
Well, because it had to be Kirk Ferentz's just, like, perfect football game. He got a defensive touchdown. He got a special team score. They punted the football like no one else could punt football.
In a 27-17 win, he got exactly 173 yards of offense, Jeffrey.
He got 100, but he had great balance. 106 yards passing and 68 yards rushing. He averaged 5.5 yards per attempt throwing and 1.7 per carry.
So anyway, so Iowa is rolling, and Ohio State has a loss, Wisconsin has a loss, Indiana has a loss. Is this Iowa's year?
Or is it Penn State's year?
Could be Penn State's year.
It does feel like a good Iowa year, though. Iowa feels like the every like 5 or 6 years, they kind of cycle up. This feels like they've cycled up. This feels like the best version of Iowa, except for they don't. I feel like they will typically have a guy that's like a marginal fourth round back. I do not feel like they have that right now.
All right, who do we got next? That Iowa song is great. Well, we talked about this game, but the Ducks beat
By the way, the Duck had a fabulous game. All over the field, like sitting in the student section. It was awesome. The mascot Duck.
Let me hear the song. Is this the one that's 10,000 men on?
Yes, this is. Yes, it is. We've done this before. They copied it, yeah. It's like faster.
No. Oh, wait, yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, they sped it up. Yeah,
they stole 10,000 men of Harvard. The last white line is okay. Anyway, so thieves that they are, they nevertheless defeated Ohio State. All right, so you tell me, what do you make of? Well, what do you make of the alliance?
The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Yeah, what does this mean about Ohio State?
To me, the biggest takeaways from week one and week two, I don't think maybe we gave Justin Fields and Trevor Lawrence their due. Turns out that those guys were probably pretty special football players, because you could see Ohio State just doesn't have the trust in Stroud yet. Like, that's a problem. And I think what we're starting to see is right now there's one team that I think is probably complete, even though I know Nick Saban's already upset. They went two straight possessions without scoring points.
Meanwhile, Auburn scored 60 points two games in a row.
Indeed. Auburn and Ole Miss are interesting in this fashion. Their first, like, 25, 30 guys, they're good. They just don't have the depth. And so they could be the chaos agent teams. But I think what we're seeing right now is, you know, I think Georgia's got a national championship defense. I'm not convinced they have a national championship offense.
Maybe they got two national championship quarterbacks.
I mean, to me, you look at Ohio State, they probably have a championship close offense, nowhere near championship close defense. Oklahoma, probably championship offense, probably not a defense.
Well, let me ask you this. I don't know if we didn't predict the four in the playoff games before the season began. Maybe you did somewhere else, but we didn't do it on this show. Right now, who would you predict as the four playoff?
Alabama. I still think Ohio State's going to get out of the Big Ten, because I actually think they're still just better. And then I'll say...
You want Georgia?
I'll say Georgia. And then I'll still say Oklahoma. I think Oklahoma's got enough to get out of the Big 12.
No.
I think Clemson's got it.
West Coast team.
Because if you look at it, Oregon, they're going to have to play. What always happens in the Pac-12 is Oregon, UCLA, they're going to play each other. And it's like they end up splitting. And that's kind of what always happens. Like, they eliminate themselves by playing each other.
And so even though, like, UCLA looks better, Stanford looks good, we're going to get to them in a minute.
But they both have significant flaws.
Right, no one's great, and so they'll beat each other up.
Exactly. And even, like, Utah, they lose to BYU, but, like, they're still good enough to beat those teams on the right night. And what is Arizona State? But in the end, like, the biggest problem that I have with Oregon is, like, you can't win a national title with Anthony Brown. And I don't think you can win a national title with DTR at UCLA. But I mean, I think those are very good football teams. But if we're talking about the playoff, that's a different conversation.
All right, who's our last honoree?
Speaking of Harvard, how about the Harvard of the West?
The Harvard of the West. Matter of Brevin Knight. Player Williams. We have a fight song. You had to go looking for it, didn't you?
I had to go looking for it.
It's a terrible fight song.
Oh yeah, but it's also a terrible marching band. Like they're actually
but they're good because they do what they do.
They are they're a punk rock band.
Yeah, they
but
do
they
what
don't
they do.
They're not
they
good
don't
musicians.
Mark. They don't. I don't know that they're bad musicians.
No, like some of them have never even played an instrument until they get to college. Okay. Yes,
but they're funny.
Yeah, no,
or brass or whatever.
Remember the Liberty Bowl where they showed up, like in the early or mid '90s. It was still one of the greatest jokes I've ever heard. They were playing East Carolina, and their entire halftime show was
the
a salute to East Carolina.
Carolina,
the 51st state. You know, that little one over there on the right. I thought it was great.
They're funny. They're funny. Anyway, Stanford, Brevin Knight's alma mater, best USC, Jessica Benson's alma mater.
Yeah.
And how about the Cardinal?
So they picked a quarterback, which was big for them. They've gone with Tanner McKee. And the thing that was actually encouraging about what Stanford did is, Jeff, on multiple possessions, David Shaw called a pass on first down. I've never seen it. Sorry, there it is. That's what we're looking for. Yeah. I think this might be the year where SC finally pulls the trigger on our friend Clay Helton, who's a lovely man. But like, you know when you're watching the team that clearly has the better players?
Why the hell is Clay Helton?
Because it's a weird place. That's the other thing that no one understands. Like, people think like, it is a freaking weird place. They believe in the whole Trojan man thing, and you've got to be one of us. Like, it's a freaking weird place. Heritage Hall.
Like they should have had a car. Clay Helton is a nice man.
He's a wonderful man. Like he caddied for Tommy when I was caddying for my dad in the golf tournament, the Pro-Am. Love him. But they've got, like, it was fascinating to watch because USC had the better players and they were just incapable of doing anything. And they're giving up explosive plays. They were giving up. They just got whipped up and down the field. If Stanford, who could not move the ball in Kansas State, comes into your place and just puts up 42. You got more else
coming. We could blow up lots of people. Like if the Titans had a fight song, we could blow them up. Don't you think?
They would certainly be in the running.
I mean, holy crap.
That was
like that offense. I was supposed to be new and improved.
Well, the bigger issue is
Chandler Jones just like destroyed them.
Oh, Tannehill had like a half of a second to throw and they were not able to run it. I mean, that is, unfortunately for them, is we do see this occasionally. When they do not have the ability to actually run the football,
right,
it gets ugly fast. But the bigger deal to me was the whispers of their defense can't get any worse, right? I'm not sure about that.
So I will say, like, this is definitely true. As my Bills were going down to defeat, I took pleasure in other teams' miseries.
Oh, yeah, that's what you got to do in the NFL.
You got to do it. And so all
my team put up 7 points for 59 minutes.
Is it true that Joe Judge had his team yeah, running laps?
Yes. And I would also like it to be known, Joe Judge heroically, he tried to challenge a scoring play. He himself cost his team a timeout, so the coaching staff's running with him because everyone's at fault. That's so high school. That's so high school.
It is so high school.
So
a professional
high
opera. So in fact, I look around. Let's just see the other teams here.
The Falcons.
Well, they were awful. The Falcons were awful. And it's hard to say you miss Arthur Smith when Arthur Smith.
No, that's what I'm saying. The Falcons could also be part of our discussion.
But I meant like.
Teams 92, we want to blow
9,
up.
No, 90. Oh, teams we want to blow up. Yes.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Lots of teams we could blow up here, including, you know, like Notre Dame with its narrow escape, Miami with its narrow escape,
mm-hmm,
Texas A&M with its narrow escape.
Their quarterback got hurt. And they played the game at altitude.
And then the truth of the matter is a lot of these, like Texas could have been blown up. We honored Arkansas, but Texas, that was revolting.
With yes.
Their performance. Ohio State was a hideous performance. As you point out, Iowa State, fraudulent. USC, mm-hmm, disastrously bad. So lots of candidates to blow up.
But there's only one.
But there is, in fact, only one. Our friend Like I said, he's just not going to get it done.
Yeah, no, totally.
I've been saying it all along. The guy's just not going to get it done at Florida State, you know? I don't know why anyone ever doubted me.
It's bad news, Bears. Do you realize to equal Willie Taggart through 2 years?
That was pretty bad.
He'd have
but
to go 6-4.
But the thing is, they can't keep changing coaches.
That sounds like a challenge.
They can't keep
They've got Deion waiting in the wind.
The problem is that have people, I've literally, it makes
Oh, all, he wants the job. Now here's the question. Will they actually do it? I don't know.
First to an FCS team since 1959.
And Jeff, I want
to. And of course, then the way that it happened.
I know everyone's
just,
talking about. Everyone,
I mean, I like Mike so much, and I like Adam Fuller, the defensive coordinator. But holy crap.
But Jeff, like, this wasn't really, like, everyone can talk about the final play, which is, like, that's fine. Like, we can get into all that. How about scoring 17 points?
Like, oh, how about averaging less than 4 yards a pass?
Yeah. I mean, it was
against Jacksonville State.
Both teams were around 4.5 yards per play. Like, this wasn't a fluke. Like, this was a close game that ended on on a ridiculous play. And it's a hard job. Everyone, remember when we were saying, I was telling you this during the coaching carousel.
No, you said it. You
like,
said it
I
all
understand
along.
It's Florida State, and everyone thinks you
Florida
can.
Florida State, because they did.
Right.
Because there's all the talent there.
Well, Nebraska, once upon a time.
Yeah, but it's different than Nebraska, because there's still lots of talent in Florida.
Correct, but now everyone goes to Florida. Like, I mean, like
right,
everyone
but you
is,
should still have an advantage in Florida.
You would think, but, I mean, what's happened to Miami? How can you not have more talent than the city of Miami? And no one's been able to recapture
how can Miami. Yeah, why is Miami so consistently awful?
Like, I just think these jobs
or
are
mediocre.
Well, Alabama, here's the reality. Alabama gets to go in and Ohio State get to go in and you're going after the same guys. They win more than you win on the recruiting battles, and it's your own state.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.